Welcome to the Manx Theatre Podcast.
Come on to the theatre!
Hello, and welcome back to episode 54 of the Manx Theatre Podcast with me, Neil Callan. Thank you to everyone who's listened to our previous episodes. If you're brand new to the podcast, welcome along and thanks for joining us. In this podcast, we like to try and keep you up to date with what's going on in theatre on the Isle of Man, chatting to the cast and creatives of upcoming shows to find out a little bit more about the shows and the people behind them, and also what our Manx born and bred performers are doing further afield.
Coming up on this week's podcast,
I'm joined by Danielle Brighton of the Arts Hub, Dave Rolls of the Rock Project, and a few of their students ahead of the Community Jukebox Variety Show being performed along with Unity Dance at the Gaiety Theatre on May the 23rd and 24th. You can listen to all of our previous episodes through the usual podcast outlets and at manxradio.com/podcasts. Whilst you're there, make sure to give us a like and click or subscribe or follow or whatever it is you need to do to make sure that you never miss an episode. Do you know, I've just been made aware of a glitch with Apple Podcasts, which apparently has deleted all the subscribers from their podcast accounts. So if you listen to the podcast via Apple Podcasts, check your account to make sure you're still subscribed to this podcast so that you don't miss out any future episodes. Now, a few episodes ago, I gave you this year's running order for Madfizz Easter Festival of Plays. Once again, this year's festival was a mix of both full-length and one-act plays, and also included a youth one-act competition. It was a full week of plays, and the awards took place on the Thursday night. So, in the youth play category, Platform Theatre School took the Best Youth Play, Best Director of Youth Play for their production of Viral. They also received three nominations in the Best Youth Actress category, including Eve Pazar, who took home the award. In the adult one-act competition, it was largely dominated by Parados Theatre Company for their production of Harold Pinter's Victoria Station, which came away with Best Play, Best Actor for Jeff Pugh, and Best Dramatic Moment. Lorcan O'Mahony also came away with a nomination for Best Actor and Tony Eccles for Best Director. Now, due to their high score, Parados now progressed to the National Drama Festival to be held at the Albany Theatre in Coventry over the week of the 18th to the 21st of July. If you find yourself in the area on those dates, head on down and cheer them on. Best Director in the Adult Competition went to Sharon Walker of the Service Players for The Dumb Waiter, which also picked up the Runner-Up Award. The Best Actress Award went to Jude Dickin of the Russian Players for their entry of Two by Jim Cartwright. The award for Best Comedic Moment went to the Service Players' other production of Babysitting Calvin for the Can of Beer Moment. The Babysitting Calvin also received three out of the four nominations in this category, so it was clearly a very funny production. Further afield, the Olivier Awards have also happened in the last couple of weeks, where Sunset Boulevard at the Savoy Theatre came away with the majority of the musical awards, winning, wait for it, Best Musical Revival, Best Actor, Best Actress in a Musical, Best Director, Best Lighting, Best Sound Design, and Outstanding Musical Contribution for Alan Williams. Former Strictly Come Dancing judge Arlene Phillips won her very first Olivier Award at the tender age of 80, along with James Cousins for their choreography for the Guys and Dolls at the Bridge Theatre. Operation Mincemeat at the Fortune Theatre won Best New Musical and Best Supporting Role in a Musical. Other winners in the musicals category were The Little Big Things at Soho Place and Stranger Things The First Shadow at the Phoenix Theatre. The Best Play was won by Dear England, written by James Graham at the National Theatre Olivier and Prince Edward Theatre. This production also picked up Best Actor in a Supporting Role. Best Actor went to Mark Gatiss as John Gielgud in The Motive and the Cue, National Theatre Littleton and Noel Coward Theatre. Best Actress went to Sarah Snook as performer in The Picture of Dorian Gray at Theatre Royal Haymarket. Away from the awards, we also have some news about some new contracts for some of our Manx-born performers, with Perry O'Day announcing he'll be joining the cast of Mrs. Doubtfire imminently. And Brisha Kukul is off for a few months aboard the P&O Iona, after gaining a role in the Take That musical, Greatest Days. Brisha will also be performing in a number of other onboard shows as they cruise to Norway and the Mediterranean. That sounds lovely, doesn't it? Now make sure you keep up to date with what's going on between episodes by following Manx Theatre Podcast on both Facebook and Instagram and at Manx Theatre Pod on Twitter. Right, down to business. I'm joined in the studio today by Danielle Brighton, Dave Rolls, George Penrose, Lara Johnson and Catherine McLean from the Arts Hub, Rock Project and Unity Dance ahead of the upcoming Community Jukebox Concert. Dave, Danny, George, Lara, Catherine, welcome to the Manx Theatre Podcast.
Thanks,
Neil.
Thank you. So, Danny, let's kick it off then. You and Dave, whoever wants to go first, tell us all about the show and the idea behind it and how it came to be.
So, it was actually Dave's gem of an idea, I think, if I believe rightly.
And possibly Laura involved, my wife.
Yeah, so we entered the Guild last year in the Anything Goes, the new Anything Goes category. Mm-hmm. Where literally anything goes, and we formed a supergroup, the Unity Glee Project Supergroup, which is a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah.
And we performed Living on a Prayer, And we only went and won the class.
Yeah, amazing.
Which we're very proud about. And after that, we decided that we want some more action with our three schools, including more members of our schools, which is where this variety show idea came.
Yeah. So the idea behind it is that, you know, usually you go to a dance show, I say usually, I'm sure there's other ones, but a lot of the dance shows on the islands, they are done to pre-recorded music, which is understandable because you've got that consistent performance that you can dance along to. But we thought, wouldn't it be a bit mad if we had a live band backing the dancers, backing a choir or backing everything?
Yeah.
So the idea is that the Rock Project students are the backing band.
Yeah.
And the Arts Hub students are going to sing and dance, and the Unity Dance people are going to dance all to live music.
And the Rock Project, they're all kids as well, aren't they?
Yes. As I say, all children. So all kids, all
under
ages.
18, yeah.
I mean, it's rare that happens. I mean, you'll get lots of shows that have got lots of kids on stage, but it will be adults in the pit playing the music. But, you know, this is probably one of the first shows that's got kids playing the music. Are they in the pit or are they going to be on stage?
They're all going to be on stage.
All going to be on stage. Cool. Great. So what's the age ranges at the Rock Project?
The youngest on Rock Project, the youngest performer will be 8 and the oldest will be 17.
Wow. Okay.
And then at Unity, I think we've got as young as 4 up to about 16, 17, 18. And at the Arts Hub, we've got 3-year-olds to 18-year-olds. Wow. So basically covering the whole children's age range across the schools.
So Lara, George and Catherine, you're all members of the Arts Hub. But in addition to that, Lara, you're a member of Unity.
Yeah.
And Catherine, you go to the Rock Project.
Yeah.
So what is it that you enjoy so much about the Rock Project and Arts Hub, Catherine?
Well, with Rock Project, I think it's really helped my confidence. And the thing I love about going to Rock Project and Arts Hub is, like, they're two completely different things.
Yeah.
And you learn a bunch of different skills from both, and yeah.
Okay. Do you play an instrument at all?
Not with Rock Project, but I play violin.
Right,
separate.
Okay.
But with Rock Project, I sing.
Cool. So you're up the front then with the microphone.
Yeah.
Holding the crowd. Lara, you dance with Unity then as well?
Yeah.
How long have you been dancing with them?
Since I was 5.
5, gosh. How old are you now?
9.
You're 9, so 4 years then?
Yeah.
So what types of dances do you do?
Like freestyle, hip-hop, cheer, acro and stunts, and a bit more.
My daughter does acro and stunts and cheer as well, but she is with movies. Are you a flyer?
Not really.
Not really? You haven't risen to the dizzy heights of flyer just yet then? No. Okay.
I was a flyer when I was younger.
You're a flyer when you're younger. Okay. Are you getting too big for a flyer with that group then now, are you?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So are you more of a bass or are you a back?
A bass.
A bass. Cool. So you're the strong one then that's lifting them up. Yeah? Great. George, you come from a well-known family of performers, don't you? Yeah. And your mum's a well-known performer as well, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah. So what was it that got you interested in performing? Was it that seeing your mum on stage?
Well, I just heard songs and then I thought, well, I wanted to try, and then I started singing and I just like it.
Perfect. What better answer is there to that question, really? So how many kids is there over the whole three groups that are going to be performing?
We've got a final tally yet to be decided, but I think amongst us we'll be just shy of 250-300, weren't we?
Wowzers.
There or thereabouts.
It's a lot of kids to corral on the day.
That's some interesting dressing room arrangements as well then, Shirley.
I mean, we will just stay out of the way of Unity because Unity will have the fabulous costumes that they'll need to be wearing. Rock Project and Arts will play it cool in jeans and T-shirts, so we keep it simple.
So no changes then?
Not for us, no.
No. So give us a bit of a taster of what we can expect to see.
You've got something for everyone in this show, and the reason we've called it Community Jukebox is we've taken inspiration from the breadth of popular music that both adults and children both enjoy. I'd say there's more on the side of the adults' side of choices of music. So the kids have explored lots of styles from across the decades. George, what's the song you're performing in the Community Jukebox?
Night Fever.
So we've got something from the 70s. Catherine, what are you performing in the Arts Hub songs? Robbie Williams' song?
Let Me In.
There you go.
It.
You've got, this is an example of, we've got so much going on.
That's a big
on.
Sing, that one.
Look, there's a lot of them and singing that, and they've also got a very loud band backing them who'll be awesome. And Lara, what songs are you singing?
Fame, Footloose, and
Flash dance.
So basically, you can see decades and
big
decades.
Big dance numbers.
But then Dave will tell you there's probably a huge range of other things that they're covering with Rock Project.
Yeah, I mean, we're going for, like, there's the Survivor cover version that was done for the Tomb Raider movie.
Uh-huh.
School of Rock finale. Rewrite the Stars. Obviously, Let Me Entertain You, Living on a Prayer. 80s medleys, Beatles medleys, Jackson 5 medleys. There's loads of different songs for everybody. There's loads of through the decades and through the styles.
Well, this is that sounds like an amazing set list.
It's a great night out.
It is. That's a great night out. Yes, yeah. So kids, so now normally, see, when I have people on the podcast, people that have been doing theatre for quite some time, so we talk about how they got started and what they've done and all the shows and things that they've done. But obviously, you're at the other end of things. You're right at the start of your career. Is there a part that when you're older that you are desperate to play?
Ooh, I don't think there's one, like necessarily one part I would love to play. Like, I'm sure I could go on and on about parts that I want to play in time.
Is there one above everything else though that you think, I've got to play that part when if that show comes along?
Ooh.
You see, Catherine's already played some quite big parts, you know.
Would you,
if you were to ask her to what she's played already. Yeah.
Recently I was Fiona in Shrek. I've been Killer Queen in We Will Rock You and Miss Honey in Matilda.
Wowzers. I know some 40-year-olds that would be jealous to have had those three roles. Those are three pretty phenomenal parts. But is there another part that you'd like to play when you're older?
I honestly can't think of one that I would love to play. Maybe anything. When I'm older, dabble in a bit of Heathers.
Ooh.
I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the queens from Six.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Brilliant.
I think that would be amazing to do.
Excellent.
Yeah.
See, another question I normally ask is there a new show that you'd like to be a part of, but there's a role that you're now too old to play? Which, certainly for George and Lara, is probably a difficult one because you're still young enough to play everything. Catherine, Matilda, you may be a little bit too old for Matilda now.
Honestly, I've never really, wanted to be Matilda. It's just not a part that I've thought of playing. I think all the parts that I'm looking for are definitely older parts, so that's good.
Well, you've got plenty of time for those roles to come along anyway. Yeah, brilliant. George, is there a role that you are desperate to play at some point?
No, not really.
There was a part you were doing impressions of earlier, though. What's the show we've just done?
Oh, yeah, we're doing impressions of Donkey.
They all did aspire to be donkeys in Shrek, so...
Oh, yeah. Donkey is a lot of fun. It is a very hot suit, though. If you get a chance to speak to Jonathan Slight at any time, he'll tell you just how hot that suit is. It's not a nice place to be.
Have you got a part you want to play, Lara, you want to talk about?
Oh, yes, Lara, sorry.
No.
I bet there is. I bet you'd love to play Matilda. She went very quiet because you're singing Matilda song in the Guild.
Yeah, I would want to sing that.
Why don't you just...
Are you performing in the Guild this year, Lara?
Yeah.
What are you doing in the Guild?
I'm doing dancing.
Yeah.
I'm doing songs from a musical.
Which musical?
I'm doing Matilda.
Oh, right. Which one, When I Grow Up? Or...
Naughty.
No. Oh, Naughty. That's a good one. Anything else you're doing in the Guild?
Yeah, I'm doing quite a few things.
What will we be performing all together?
We're doing a James Bond medley.
Ooh.
That's our this year's, you know, to try and claim the title back again.
Yeah.
But we've inspired a few other supergroups, Dave, I think, haven't we?
There are, yeah.
So we have got some competition this year.
Well, last year I offered, because we had to do quite a big setup with drums, bass, guitars and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I did offer for other groups to use our gear to save us having to strip it on and off.
Yes.
And this year a few groups have taken us up on that offer, so it's going to be a very interesting night.
Excellent. Great. So, Dave, then, are you the head of Rock Project?
On the Isle of Man, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So how long's Rock Project been going on the Isle of Man?
We've been going just over 7 years now.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And what kind of stuff do you do at Rock Project?
We try and do everything.
Yeah.
As much as we can. We teach drums, bass, guitar and vocals at the session, and I try as much as possible to do songs that the students want to do.
Yeah.
So I have a suggestion book, they can write down what songs they want to do, and I will try my best to pick the ones that I think will work.
Yeah.
Although sometimes I do interject my own when I think we've been a bit too down one path. Yeah. I like to give a variety, because I think you have to experience all genres and make sure that you know you could be exposed to something that you've never heard of and go, like, actually, I really like that. And so that's what I feel my job is.
Yeah, I think it's always easier to learn songs that you know and you like, isn't it? Whether it's rock songs or whether it's musical theatre as well, when you're going through those things, if you're picking songs and stuff that's takes the kids' interest that they're interested in, then they're more likely to be more engaged, I guess.
Indeed. Yeah, certainly. So that's what we do. And yeah, we teach, like I say, all those instruments. They get taught by professional tutors. And yeah, and every single week they're playing those songs together in a band.
Yeah. And do you usually put bands into the annual Battle of the Bands competitions as well?
The Youth Battle of the Bands, certainly.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I help run. So it's a bit easier for me to put bands in.
Yeah.
But yeah, a few of the Rock Project bands go into there. But we've had soundcheck bands and just other bands that have formed outside go into the Battle of the Bands.
Brilliant. Was it a Rock Project band that played at the I'll Listen concert last summer?
Yes.
Thought it was, yes.
Yes, it was indeed. Yeah.
Yes. Excellent. Brilliant. Danny, you've been involved in theatre on the Isle of Man for a very, very long time, haven't you?
I have.
I think when I first met you, it was about late 98, 99.
Yeah,
McCard, O'Neill. Yeah, you'd be what, about 14, 15
at the time? A very well-behaved 14-year-old, yes, at the Manx Operatics.
Yeah, okay.
Students are here, we won't go into that.
Okay, yeah. but is that where your passion for theatre first came then, in the Manx Operatic Society?
Yeah, I mean, I was brought up watching every musical go in and, you know, from every genre of musical, and music and dance and drama just was every part of my life, really. And then obviously through dance lessons and music lessons, and then, you know, when I joined the Manx Operatic Society, my enjoyment just flourished from there. And then I was lucky enough to go away and study. And since returning to the island, I've just been passionate about getting the youth of the island more opportunities. I mean, these guys are super lucky on the Isle of Man anyway. We fight for their time because they are so heavily involved in so much, which is great. Because when we were younger, you know, youth junior productions didn't exist.
No.
And the range of things that are on offer to them now certainly wasn't there. So it's great, it's absolutely brilliant that, you know, we have so many schools and thriving schools where we can combine and join forces and put things on, like the community jukebox, which we're putting on now. And now that's my kind of main focus in life, is to keep passing on the baton to those young, talented superstars.
How long has Arts Hub been going now?
We'll be 10 next year.
10 years?
10 years old, wow. Yeah.
How many students have you got?
On our Saturday Arts Sub Academy, over 180,
wow.
And we have 45 Glee students as well. So, and some of them do both because they're super keen.
And how many did you start with?
We started up at Onken Hub with a little handful of maybe about 20 to 30.
Wow.
So we've done well.
Yeah, and you've grown to over 180. That's amazing.
Well, little Laura was one of our 3-year-olds. It's now one of our super confident 9-year-olds. And George started as a 4-year-old, didn't you, George? So they all start young and come through with us. And Catherine joined us around, I'd say, maybe about 10, 11, 11. End of year 6, something like that.
I was going to say, I started start year 7.
Yeah, so we've got a nice age range now. And many of them star in all sorts of things.
Yeah.
18 and, you know, kept busy with Rock Project and Unity as well. So, varying experience. I guess one thing that's really important to say, and another driving sort of thing that was the focus for us putting on the jukebox, is a lot of the students we have, though, also have never experienced the Gaiety Theatre and performing at the Gaiety as well. So, whilst we do have a lot of students that have had experience through the junior productions or by doing DCU shows or project shows, there are a lot that just won't get the chance.
Yeah.
So this is another, you know, kind of driving force, the reason behind putting on the jukebox.
I mean, it's an amazing place to be, just to stand on that stage and look out and look at all the, I mean, the amazing architecture for one, but then to go out and see all those faces in the crowd, it's fantastic.
So lucky.
It's brilliant. So obviously then a lot of work that you do with the acting and the singing and the performing is that obviously it steers them up every year then for the Guild. We've already heard that Lara's doing a few different classes this year. Are you in any classes with Unity as well?
Yeah, I'm doing dancing on Sunday.
Dancing on Sunday, cool. So, do you have a lot of students that go into the Guild every year then?
George Penrose will also be doing the Guild this year, won't you, George? What classes are you doing in the Guild this year? What songs are you singing in the Guild this year?
The Frog and...
A musical theatre song as well, aren't you, George?
Hashtag by Mountain.
Oh, from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. So the Frog, is that your sort of boys' solo?
The lovely set piece that they all get to do and they all sing the same. But they all put their own spin on them there. It's fantastic.
I sang in the boys' solo for many years, and they always brought out some interesting songs for you to sing. I remember one song one year was The Pig Has a Curly Tail. Just bizarre.
I bet you see some of those coming back again, though, Neil.
Oh, probably, yes, yes. And about the spoken word, anyone doing any spoken word?
None of ours are doing spoken word. You're doing one through school, aren't you?
Yeah.
What's the poem that you've got to do?
Please, Mrs. Butler.
Ooh, I think I know that one. It was about a boy, Derek Drew.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. I probably did that when I was about your age. Ooh, that's a sudden flashback, yes. Yeah, he's doing all sorts of naughty things, isn't he? Yeah, that's a funny, interesting one, that one. Yeah, I have to test you afterwards, see what I can remember on that one. Catherine, are you doing anything in the guild at all this year?
Yes, I am. I'm doing a few solo classes, duet class, and then stuff with Glee Club as well.
Wow, so that sounds like you're going to have a busy week then.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you playing the violin at all in the guild?
No, I normally save the violin for other competitions, and normally the guild I save just for singing.
Right, fair enough. So there's enough to do with all the singing
definitely,
and everything else without bringing bring the violin as well.
Yeah, I try to keep certain competitions for certain things so I don't get too stressed out with all of it.
Excellent. That's a great idea. Okay, so I think that's probably us for now, but let's have a look then at our Spotify playlist. So way, way, way back, thanks to the COVID lockdowns back in 2020, Neil King, who was the co-presenter on the podcast at the time, him and I came up with the idea for the ultimate musical theatre playlist. So him and I, we each put 10 songs in to get it started, because no one wants to listen to a playlist with two songs, because that's a very quick playlist, isn't it? So we each put 10 songs in, and these are songs that have come from shows that we've performed in. They're shows that we love, songs that we love, or just songs that mean something special to us. So that's how we got the list started. Then every person that's come on the podcast ever since then has added another song into the list. Now, we are over 90 songs now on this list. It's getting quite substantial. I think there's something like six hours worth of music on this playlist now. But let's have a look down the list and see if we can find some songs that people might know. So we've Joe Hillard chose Me in the Sky from Come From Away. Dandy Dancox chose What Baking Can Do from The Waitress. Lorcan O'Mahony chose If Only You Would Listen from The School of Rock. Michelle Caine chose For Good from Wicked. And Charlie Williams chose From Now On from The Greatest Showman. So who would like to go first? Who would like to tell me what song they want to add on and why, if there's a reason why?
Shall I go first?
You go first, Annie, then, yeah.
I'm a bit upset because Liz Dixon beat me to my first choice of song. Because my first choice, I was very fortunate to be in Sister Act, which I loved.
And not to blow smoke, you were fantastic as well.
Thank you very much for saying so. But you know what was the best thing about the show is just the combined choral effort of having so many solid women on stage. And the song that Liz chose, Raise Your Voice, I just think was just the pinpoint of the show, the highlight for me.
It was amazing.
So she stole that, so thanks, Liz. So if I was to choose another song, it would have to be another Sister Act song, just because it's the cheesiest song. And there were two versions called Fabulous Baby.
Yeah.
But it'd have to be the Fabulous Baby reprise, because when I managed to perform that song on the show, I had people like Dean Callow in gold hot pants and vests, and there were lots of jazz hands.
Yeah, I remember.
And it was the campus thing since sliced bread. So I'm going to go for the Fabulous Baby reprise.
Fabulous Baby reprise. Okay. Campus Christmas. Wonderful. Okay. Laura, do you want to tell me what your song is?
Friend and Me from Aladdin, because it was my first show I ever did.
Wonderful. Friend Like Me from Aladdin. George, have you got your choice?
My favourite song would probably be I'm a Believer.
I'm a Believer from Shrek?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. Is that because it's a fun, jumpy song?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, Catherine, what's your choice?
I'm going to add on to the Shreks with I Think I Got You Beat. Like I said, I was Fiona in Shrek, and that was one of the funnest songs I've ever done. There aren't a lot of songs where you can fart and burp and whatever in a song, and it was just so much fun. And yeah, that's my pick.
Do you know, you say there's not a lot of songs you can burp and fart through, but I know plenty of people on that gated stage that do burp and fart through a lot of songs. And it's a good job there's quite a distance between the stage and the audience. Some
not you, though, Neil, eh?
No, not me, no. Although there was someone that we both know during a show that we were both in.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
West Side Story.
Yep.
Thought he'd dropped one in the wings just before going on. Unfortunately, his mic had gone up just before he went on, and it went out, and everyone on stage was like, was that you? Was that? Dave, have you got a choice to add to our playlist?
I think You'll Be a Dentist from Little Shop of Horrors, because it perfectly sums up my unfortunate fear of dentists. Not that there's anything wrong with dentists, but yeah, I've got a bit of an ingrained fear of dentists myself.
Oh, it's a wonderful song. And that is a part that I would love to play at some point. I would love to play Orin Scrivello, DDS.
Fabulous part.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, right. Okay, well, we'll get those added onto the list. And do you know what? That'll probably bring us up to nearly 100 songs on that playlist now. So we're not far away from that. That's going to be fantastic. Right, So, the Community Jukebox is playing at the Gaiety Theatre on the 23rd and 24th of May, which is a Thursday and a Friday night.
It is.
With nightly performances at 7:30.
Correct.
Brilliant. If you've not done so already, make sure to get your tickets now from villagaiety.com or by calling 600-555 and be quick about it. So, Danny, Dave, George, Laura and Catherine, thanks for joining me in the Manx Theatre Podcast, and I wish you and everyone involved at the Creative Collective all the very best for the Community Jukebox.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we'll see you again soon.
You're listening to the Manx Theatre Podcast with Neil Cullen.
Right, let's have a look at what's coming up at the Gaiety over the next few months. The Manx Music, Speech and Dance Festival, otherwise known as the Guild, is first up at the Villa Marina and other sites around the island from the 27th of April through to the 4th of May. Then, Gina's Dance Academy present GDA on tour at the Gaiety Theatre on the 17th and 18th of May. Then, as we've just mentioned earlier, it's the Creative Collective present the Community Jukebox at the Gaiety Theatre on Thursday the 23rd and Friday the 24th of May. Then on the 22nd of June, Murder She Didn't Write, the improvised murder mystery. A classic murder mystery created on the spot in this ingenious and hilarious show by touring company Degrees of Error. I tell you what, I'm definitely going to go and see that. That sounds brilliant. From the 27th to the 29th of June, the Service Players bring a production of The Girl on the Train to the Gaiety stage. Following on from the success of last year's debut production of The Full Monty, Two Feathers are back with Jersey Boys, the story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, from the 12th to the 20th of July. Then, from the 1st to the 10th of August, Taylorian Productions will be bringing the music of Queen to the Gaiety stage with their production of We Will Rock You. I'm sure we'll be catching up with some of the casts of those shows for a chat about each of those shows in the coming months. Some news hot off the press. The Manx Operatic Society and the Douglas Choral Union both announced their shows for next year. Douglas Choral Union will be performing Chicago in February, and the Manx Operatic Society have secured Everybody's Talking About Jamie for March 2025. So that's two exciting shows for us all to look forward to, and we'll give you more information about those when we're here. In the next episode, I'll be bringing you a conversation I had recently with Manx-born West End performer Ben Caron, whilst he was home on the island for a few days. So, make sure to catch up with that, as it's a great chat. Don't forget to check out our Spotify playlist by searching for the Manx Theatre Podcast, and that's all one word. There's almost 100 tracks on there now, and over 6 hours of show tunes to satisfy your musical theatre needs. If you have any events that you'd like us to talk about or promote on a future episode, you can contact me through our social media accounts or by email to manxtheatrepodcast@gmail.com. All that remains is to say thanks for listening, and I hope you join me again next time. I've been Neil Cullen, and you've been listening to the Manx Theatre Podcast. Goodbye.
The Manx Theatre Podcast, taking a look behind the scenes of Manx Theatre.
Then actors alive for me.